The Bethel Airport is the third busiest passenger airport and the second busiest cargo airport in the state. But air traffic has been more complicated this summer because of ongoing construction at the airport. High winds, which are common in the region, are all it takes for a flight delay or cancellation. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
The project to resurface the runway has cut the size in half, which has prevented many larger planes from landing. Instrument approaches have been closed by the FAA. Some say over 100 Alaska Airlines flights alone have been affected this summer.
I think that the State Department of Transportation has to realize what a serious issue this is for this community.
That is Bethel City Council member Rick Robb at a meeting August 28th. He said the delayed project is beyond an inconvenience. He says it's affecting the economic lifeblood of the community and it's a safety concern.
We have people right now in our hospital that are trying to go to hospitals in Anchorage that can't get out. I happen to work for YKHC. I know some individual people right now sitting in beds that can't get out. And this is an unacceptable situation.
The problem revolves around the quality of the material being used in the resurfacing. Kinnick Construction is the contractor on the job, and they've been working at getting the right mix of surface that fits the state's requirements. But there's been a lot of trial and error. Mayor Joseph Klaika has written to the governor about the community's concerns. In his letter, Klaika states that people are worried that the construction is taking too long and flights will be even worse this winter. More foul weather and dark days will make flights even more difficult to get in and out of Bethel. Morgan Merritt with the State Department of Transportation says a plan is in place to get the project complete, at least temporarily. He gave Bethel City Council an update during their last meeting. In a back-and-forth conversation with the mayor, Merritt said the plan includes refilling the side of the runway that has been excavated.
And the goal is to basically put a Band-Aid on that and remark it and get a test flight with FAA in probably 20 to 30 days. So we're estimating it's going to be 20 to 30 days before the instrument approach is reopened by the FAA.
I think the huge concern for Bethel is it just has to be done before winter. It has to be
It's understood
completed before
that there's
winter.
Very high priority, and there will be there is a financial penalty being applied to the contractor right now, and it will, if they don't fix it, it will apply to them all through the winter, and they are doing their best to get that reopened.
Merritt says they don't know yet whether the material that's going down now will be temporary or permanent, but it will have to withstand grooving.
Particularly during the winter time under icy conditions and wet conditions of the fall. So they can't just put down peanut butter. It's got to be pretty good.
The project deadline is the end of September. If Kinnick doesn't make that deadline, the state will enforce more penalties against them. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.